USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says Russia's invasion is helping him see his country's true friends. In an address to Canadian Parliament, a day ahead of speaking to the U.S. Congress, President Zelensky says Canada is leading in providing support. The U.S. and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia for their invasion of Ukraine, but North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, appearing on Fox News, says he wants Russia to feel these economic consequences for a long time.
I definitely don't think that they should end when he exits Ukraine. I mean, think about the Ukrainian people. Maybe they should last for as long as it takes for Ukraine to rebuild from all the devastation that they've caused over the past 20 days.
Pfizer is seeking emergency authorization from the FDA for a fourth COVID vaccine shot for individuals 65 and older. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.